What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
I would like to talk about one limiting belief that has limited my productivity substantially without me having been recognizing it or being conscious to this for a long time, and that is actually conserving water. And usually when we talk about conserving water, you might be thinking, I know where this is going. We have to conserve water, save the turtles. You know, South Korea, at least, is a country that lacks water. And in many other places, water is scarce. And therefore, you have to be able to save as much water as possible. But I am actually going to talk about the exact opposite, where I use too little of the amount of water that it actually hinders my productivity. In that sense, I am going against the grain, and that is what you are used to at this podcast, going against the grain, thinking about ideas that other people do not think about, that is not conventional, for uses and benefits that you wouldn't normally really think about. So, yes, I have been using too little water in the sakes of achieving two purposes. The first one is saving turtles, right? Conserving for your environment, right? You always want to conserve water so that other people can use them as well. Use it, and that has been a main driver for probably a lot of people to conserve as much water as you can, but those have consequences. The second reason for conserving water has been money. Water in Korea is expensive, water in the US is not as expensive, but you know, it's still a cost of utility that is incentivized for you to use less as possible in an effort to save money, right? And if you want to take that to the extreme, you want to save as much money and as much water so that you can save the environment as much as possible and, you know, save as much money as possible. So it's making them extreme. And programmers are probably good at that, where you scale things up, businesses, business people. Think about extreme circumstances, right? Once you believe one action to be true, you make it to the extreme to reap the most benefit out of something, right? If something works, if something gives profit for you, you make it extreme. And I think that's what's happened to me, and I do believe that a lot of people can agree as well, where water conservation goes to too much of an extreme, it overcorrects. And overcorrections are always not a good thing. You know, something to the extreme of the harm of others are never a good idea. Moderation, as you see in Stoicism, is a quality I strive for. And I will tell you why it is not good. For me, at least, I've gotten to the stage where I am so trying to conserve water that I try not to shower in the morning and only shower when necessary, when you're going out or when I'm after I work out. But the problem is it's the summertime right now and people are sweaty, I am sweaty, and so everything gets sticky and you are in that sticky state quite physically for a long time, and you do not wash until you go to the gym and work out. The problem being for that is once you do not go to the gym, that becomes a problem. Because if you do not go to the gym, which is me, my algorithm was to shower only after going to the gym, because that saves one shower session. And so you can only do one for the cost of two. So it makes business sense, it makes environmental sense, it makes sense in all cases. The only problem with that is once I decide not to, or just unconsciously just happen not to wash or happen not to go to the gym, then the problem begins. The problem is that because I didn't go work out, I am in this sticky state for the entire day. And, you know, once you don't really shower for the entire day, you can't really meet other people because you fear that you will smell. And so you start to isolate yourself just because you didn't work out that day. And so this becomes a chain reaction where having not worked out really affects everything. And so these small effects, I mean, this is a concept I learned in James Clear's Habit, Atomic Habits book, where you make chains of habits to make things easier. But another unintended consequence of that, something that I'm grappling with now, is you have a chain of habits that once is just broken, then it's harder to do anything at all, because you've broken the chain of being productive. And so I'm grappling with that for a long time. And what happens is I'm usually okay. I mean, it never goes that to an extreme. And I usually don't go without showering for like 2 days. That's probably the maximum I've gone, which is good. But if you're going without a shower for like at least 5 hours throughout the day, that's the entire day. And that's an entire day you've lost in productivity just because you were just trying to conserve water. So what is the greater good, right? If you can be productive and use that time to save more water or do better good in the world, you could argue that actually using some water is to the benefit of whichever purpose and goal you are trying to achieve. So that's a paradox in some sense, where you are trying to conserve water by using more water, right? Because once you start criticizing yourself way too much for things that are out of your control or just have to be done, then it just becomes counterproductive. And I see a lot of my friends going through the similar concept where you start, you know, analyzing yourself way too much and auditing yourself way too much, and you become completely paralyzed because of the consequences of every action you take, because there are consequences to every single action you take. And once you start contemplating those, you become paralyzed because now you just don't have enough computing power to go through all of those consequences to say this is a good action, this is a bad action, there are goods and bads to this action and that, and then you're just here just completely paralyzed to what you should be doing, what you have to do, and things like that. So the easiest takeaway from this conversation and my experience is take enough showers. You know, it may sound pretty obvious and intuitive, but it, and especially for guys, that becomes a problem. So I hope this helps. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.